Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The November 2018 elections are in the books. Now, my guest today is at this moment the state senator representing the 18th district. That term comes to an end on December 31st, and then the Ann Arbor Democrat assumes the role she won in yesterday's election, and that is to represent the 55th district in the State House of Representatives. Thank you very much for the time, Rebecca Warren. Do you think people are like Democrats?
Well, good morning, David. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Well, it was a really kind of amazing day yesterday. Lots of amazing women getting elected all around the country. And in our state, the highest number of women will be serving with me in the Michigan legislature that they have ever tracked since they started tracking this back in the 70s. So that is an enormous gain.
Not only seems like social progress, but how might it turn to policy progress?
I know you and I've discussed this before, but what my experience has been, having served now for 12 years, is that when you put women at the table, we tend to get to more collaborative agreements. We tend to bring more people along and look for the win-win. It's just a different leadership style. So I'm excited, even though it is a mixed, it's a mixed partisan result. There, Democratic women got elected, Republican women got elected, but I feel pretty confident that we'll be working in a more bipartisan manner. Sitting at the table together.
Gretchen Whitmer obviously elected the next governor. Jocelyn Benson elected the Secretary of State. Those top-of-the-ticket offices, does that impact the manner in which the state legislature, which both chambers remain in Republican control, does that manifest itself in a positive way in your estimation?
Well, I think a couple things. When you talk about the governor's office, the most powerful policy tool that the governor has is a veto pen. So if there are things that the legislature puts forward on Governor Whitmer's desk that she doesn't agree with, she can, she can veto those things, send them back to the legislature for further consideration, or send them to the recycling bin and tell them to start completely over. The second most powerful tool that is in the gubernatorial toolbox is they craft the budget. So our budget for next year will be presented by this governor-elect when she takes office in usually the last week of January, the first week of February. And how you set a budget really says a lot about what your priorities are. And I can guarantee you, knowing this governor-elect as well as I do, that the priorities that you're going to see in her budget are going to look different than what we've seen from those who've been in office for the last 8 years.
You talked about a more collaborative atmosphere, potentially, with the election of more women from both parties to the state legislature. When you talk about budget, again, I come back to both chambers are going to be in control of the legislature. So whatever budget Gretchen Whitmer puts forth, do you think it passes and is still more beneficial than the budgets we've seen in the Snyder administration?
I do, and one thing that's important for people to sort of understand is that although the Michigan legislature, both chambers, do stay in Republican control, Democrats made significant gains in both chambers. So as you well know, I have been the only female member of the Michigan Senate in the Democratic caucus for the last 4 years, a very tiny caucus of one. And my caucus was in a super minority. The Republicans had a super majority. That was broken last night. Now, going into the 100th legislature is what starts in January. It's a 22-16 differential. So we will work together in a different way, right? When you have a super majority, you can pass things without having to talk to another caucus. When you have a 58-52 majority in the House, a 22-16 majority in the Senate, you actually have to work with your colleagues on both sides of the aisle. The conversations will be different.
We're talking with Ann Arbor Democrat Rebecca Warren. She is term limited and could not seek re-election to her 18th District State Senate seat. But again, she did win yesterday's runoff and will become the next representative in the House from the 55th District. Now, as we talk about moving forward the rest of this year and the remainder of your term as a state senator, we have the lame duck session to contend with. What are your hopes and your fears on that front?
Well, one of my hopes, and this is something you and I have spoken about at length, you know, we have so many challenges right now in our environment, particularly in our water, facing this concern about PFAS and water, drinking water systems around the state. The House Natural Resources Chair, Gary Howell, has committed that he will have a hearing on current representative, now Senator-elect, Winnie Brinks' bill to create legally enforceable limits on this amount of chemicals in our drinking water. So So I'm excited that it feels like we will actually be putting policy energy toward addressing that issue. There's also a very good likelihood that we will have one more budget in front of us, a supplemental budget. There's some additional funds that we can spend, so I'm hopeful that a PFAS policy would actually be coupled with investments of dollars that we can put into making sure that our drinking water is safe around the state, no matter what community you live in. So that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to.
We should go ahead.
One of the things I'm concerned about, to be honest, right? We had a ballot initiative that was supposed to be on the ballot for a minimum wage increase and paid sick leave for folks that our Republican colleagues did adopt. Took it away from the voters in the ballot so that it can be amended potentially in the final days of lame duck. I think that adopt and amend strategy that people are concerned about. So that's one of the things I would say is at the top of the list of things that I'll be looking to sort of protect those gains that we made in minimum wage and paid sick leave so that those don't get changed and altered for the worst in just the next 60 days.
We should point out, this isn't your first time serving as state representative. Until you won the state Senate seat, you served the 53rd State House District for two terms. In some sense, does this feel a little bit like going home?
Well, it does, you know, and I loved my time in the House when I was there. You know, Michigan is an incredibly strict lifetime term limit, so you, at some point, you sort of don't have a choice and you have to move on to another chamber if you want to keep serving. But I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoyed the atmosphere in the House. You know, it's a much bigger body. There's lots of folks with lots of different interests, and I always felt like you can kind of be relevant and get involved on just about any issue in the House. The Senate is a little more serious. You know, the upper chamber, they kind of want you to stay in your lane and do what you're supposed to do. So I'm looking forward to that more open nature of the House.
And because you can only serve one term because of term limit laws, let me ask you this. You have 2 years. When we talk again at the end of that two-year period, what do you have hoped to have accomplished as the state representative?
Well, one of the things that's been pointed out to me a few times over the last few days is having now 12 years in the legislature, I go back to the House as the dean of the House. I will have the most experience of any member of the legislature serving in the state House for the next 2 years. One of the things that is really important to me in this time when you had so many new folks being elected is being able to be that that sort of voice of experience, that helping hand as people are trying to learn this process, learn this complex budget, deal with some pretty significant policy issues. So I'm really looking forward to a mentor role to some colleagues, honestly, on both sides of the aisle, if they're willing to take advice and listen to what my experience has taught me. That is kind of number one for me, just sort of being that sort of consistent, stable, experienced voice at the table that that my constituents have come to know and expect from me.
Well, there is going to be plenty of occasion to talk between now and the end of your final term in the State House of Representatives, so I will look forward to that. And once again, congratulations on your win yesterday.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking with you again soon in the future.
That is Rebecca Warren, the current 18th District State Senator and now 55th District Representative-elect. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.